Consolation versus transformation, lobotomy versus freedom? Consolation versus transformation? This may be the first time you'll read about anything like this. Arm yourself, it won't be pleasant news. Most everything that you can get or buy today is consolation. Their function is that you bear being a slave, being a wreck easier. Like Soma in Brave New World. Healthcare, mental care, emotional care, all the so-called transformational, energy, healing, meditation programs are all consolation. What do I mean? If you trapped a lion and kept it in a cage, you would tend to its health, tend to its mood, tend to its mental health, but did not release the lion to live according to its nature, then you would engage in consolation. A lion is only happy when it can live according to its design. Human being, you, is kept in an environment that keeps you away from your nature. Human being, by design, is an individual, intelligent, able to intimately connect to its environment and its environment, and this is how it lives a meaningful existence. This separation of man from its nature has happened in many stages, and today's man, like today's zoo-born lion, doesn't even remember its nature. It is not happy, but it doesn't know why. When you return a wild animal into its native environment, it doesn't know first how to fit in. It doesn't know how to hunt for its food, it doesn't know how to be safe, it doesn't know how he is supposed to be with other animals. But it will learn, and it will be free. The human animal, on the other hand, carries their cage in their mind. There is no need for an actual cage, no need for an actual rope, he is more than willing to perpetuate the cage. The human animal of the 21st century is the dumbest animal of all. Elephants, when they are very young, they are tied with a strong rope to a stake in the ground. The stake is strong, the rope is strong, and the young elephant can't pull it out. Gradually, the keeper swaps the strong rope to a weaker rope, and eventually they just have a rope tied around the ankle, no stake, and the elephants don't run away. They got taught that the feeling of the rope around their ankle meant that they are not able to run away. If you ask someone if the elephant is dumb, I bet they will say they are, but humans are much dumber. You only need to talk to them, say no a few times, and they make their own mental ties that they won't release even in expensive therapy, courses, hypnosis, what have you. I have been working with a small group of brave people to develop and test energetic transformational techniques to surgically remove their ties that keep them cowardly, small, anguish-ridden, unhappy, and unproductive. Most people would say that they want to be free, free to be themselves, but when the rubber hits the road, when the moment is near, they cower. The feeling is much like the lion feels at the moment of its release. The lion had known the safety and certainty of the cage and the daily feedings and discipline. It knows that it is not happy, it knows it's not worth staying, and yet. So it's hesitant, and if it can, it may run back to the cage, where it doesn't need to be a match to life. Where there is no danger of falling short, no chance of failure, no chance of the unknown, with its lurking dangers. Human being is born intelligent and curious. It only becomes dumb and dull through conditioning. Your parents treated you consistent with their fears, their insecurities, their dumbness, their dullness. They didn't allow you to bloody your nose and scrape your knees. They protected you from everything, and then put you into some institution where teachers told you to pay attention to the dull stuff on the blackboard, and forget about discovery, play, intelligence. Forget about individuality, forget about freedom, forget about intelligence. Memorize. The more learned the parents, the dumber the offspring. I got lucky, my parents didn't love me. I didn't learn from the daily beatings, I actually missed the beatings when they didn't happen. I spent most of my time on discovery missions. I tasted everything. I tried everything. I climbed every tree, I touched every animal, I swam every lake and river, I learned every sport, I read every book I could put my hands on. I walked, ran, swam at night. I lived the life of an untamed rebel. Not getting love is a blessing. You build less ties to slavery. Sometimes while I write an article, I take a break. Intuitively, I choose an activity that can teach me more about what I am writing about. Today, I noticed that one of my plants had droopy shoots. I watered it and then proceeded to rid it of dry, dead branches. I acted out of my love for the plant. After a few minutes I noticed that I broke a few live branches, by mistaking them to dead ones, and was on my way to kill the plant, or most of it. This is what your parents did to you, out of love, they killed your intelligence, killed your curiosity, so you stayed tame, lame and manageable. Now, back to the title, consolation is what you have easy access to. You are broken, you are tamed, you are unhappy. No fulfillment. Your dominant emotions are anguish, anxiety, vague guilt, fear. Your mind talks incessantly, and you don't get a break. So what are the consolation offers? Instead of making you whole and complete, instead of preparing you, strengthening you to face life in the wild, on your own, no hand-holding, no guidebooks, no how-to, they are calming you down. Remember the movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? With Jack Nicholson? Learn from it. If the calming injections won't work, then comes lobotomy. Chemical. But lobotomy is lobotomy. To go from having raging anxiety. To go from relating to every action that you should never make mistakes. To go from needing to be perfect to normal. To be someone who has the freedom to be, exactly the way you are and exactly the way you aren't. To there is no need to hide, no need to pretend, no need to change anything, no masks, no pretenses, just you, warts and all. And freedom. For these above you need much more than consolation. Lobotomy and the psychotropic drugs take away your individuality, take away your person-ness. I understand, it is easier to believe that some food, some exercise, some voodoo, some energy treatment, some guru waving their hands, clearing your chakras, will make you whole and complete, innocent, ready to embrace life, to love challenges, to be willing to make mistakes, to be willing and happy to be seen, to be known, to be loved. Or not. Take 15 drops and call me in the morning. Lol. Thinking that any of these consolations are going to be able to do it for you is the same as thinking that you will be able to pick up a 500-pound dumbbell without building muscle. It is not going to happen. My programs are heavy-duty transformational programs. And although I use energies to make what you work for stick, ultimately you need to do the work. Just like in the above example, you need to go to the gym to build the muscle, I can't and won't do the work for you. The Harmonize the Planet meditation audio is the most powerful entrainment device ever created. It will start scrambling your circuits so you can return to innocence, the way you were before they destroyed you. I guarantee that it works. It will attack anxiety and anguish at its core. But as I was writing this article, I had a vision of people asking for a refund, saying that they bought it and it didn't work. When I asked them how many times they played it, each said, they started it, but didn't like it. Or it was too long. Or it was boring. So they wanted their money back. Lobotomy works better and without any work on your part, I admit. With lobotomy, physical or chemical equally, you give up what makes you human, and you'll become a smiling retard in a jiffy. I recommend it to you, if that is what you want. And if my information is correct, that is what society wants you to be too. P.S. Movies to watch, Duma, 2005. Books to read, Brave New World. Duma, film, Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Duma is a 2005 drama adventure film, director Carol Ballard. It stars Alexander Mikhailtos, Eamon Walker, Hope Davis, and Campbell Scott. The film is a